This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Sinclair Broadcast Group has announced it will not force its 62 television stations to broadcast a controversial and negative documentary about John Kerry's Vietnam-era anti-war activities. Instead of showing Stolen Honor in its entirety, stations in 40 markets will carry excerpts as part of a news program. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
The company issued a statement accusing what it called a small but vocal minority of attempting to trample on its First Amendment rights. And it said the firestorm surrounding the film was based on misinformation, since the company hadn't actually announced its plans. Company officials were not available for comment, but others, including public interest lawyer Andrew Schwartzman, were.
It seems to me rather clear that Sinclair has backed way down.
Schwartzman says the format the company has chosen could help blunt some of the criticism. Democrats said broadcasting the anti-Kerry film would be an illegal campaign contribution. They insisted that Kerry supporters get equal time, and they rejected the company's offer to interview Kerry on the same program as a trap.
By chopping the Stolen Honor documentary into a couple pieces and some wrapping some commentary around it, they're trying to present this as something other than a statement of Carlton Sherwood, the producer of the Stolen Honor documentary. It is an artifice as far as I'm concerned, but it may satisfy the FCC.
The furor over the documentary has been building. This week, Sinclair's Washington bureau chief complained publicly and got fired. Activists announced plans to run critical TV and print ads in battleground states. They're also petitioning the FCC and threatening to challenge Sinclair's broadcast licenses. And they've encouraged advertisers to boycott Sinclair stations. Ed Schinnig recently stopped airing commercials for his restaurants on the station in Madison, Wisconsin.
We listen to what our customers have to say. And, you know, here we have a lot of customers saying, hey, you know, we really don't like this, and you know, we really don't want to support businesses that are going to support these people.
Sinclair stock has dropped 11% so far this week, and some shareholders are growing restive. Yesterday, lawyer Bill Lirak, who represents institutional investors, threatened to sue.
Here we have top officers of the company pursuing a personal political agenda, engulfing the company in a huge controversy which is hurting the stock and is going to hurt its business.
Making news this way could ultimately make it harder for Sinclair to make money, according to former FCC official Blair Levin, now managing director of Legg Mason.
Their particular business plan is dependent on the FCC loosening certain rules concerning media ownership. They would like to own more stations in every market.
And he says the publicity this fight has generated will make it harder for regulators to grant the necessary waivers.
What Sinclair is doing is not just putting a spotlight on themselves, but putting a spotlight on media ownership issues. And they will give a lot more energy to those who will make the argument that by allowing one family to own 62 stations, you are giving them a platform which can affect our democracy in an unhealthy way.
That could be a problem for Sinclair and other broadcasters, regardless of who wins this election. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.